20 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall, we are listening to firsthand accounts of that time. All week, we will mark the anniversary with stories from people who took part in the mostly peaceful revolutions across Eastern Europe.
The mass movement that toppled the East German government began in the city of Leipzig. A Lutheran pastor, the Reverend Christian Führer, started holding weekly prayers for peace at his church. Those gatherings grew into nonviolent, candlelit protests by tens of thousands of people.
Now, Reverend Führer tells us everyone feared the communists would crack down violently. But as one communist official in Leipzig said, we were prepared for everything except the prayers and the candles. Here's Reverend Führer with his story.
Vom 11. September an hier auf dem Platz wurden Leute zusammen.
In September, the Stasi, the secret police, started beating people up and arresting them in large numbers in front of the church. So we started to make lists of the people arrested, and we put those lists on display in public, right here by the church door.
Ja, das war schrecklich. Das hat die Angst sehr vergrößert, die wir hatten. Und es hat vor allen Dingen.
But that terrible sense of dread and fear did not subside, and I became really afraid that the people coming to the church every week were in serious danger of being shot. Yet we didn't give up on our Monday peace prayers or even call them into question. Instead, we asked other churches in the center to hold peace prayers too, so as many people as possible would take part and spread Jesus' message of nonviolence.
Dieses Friedensgebet am 9. Oktober hatte einen ganz besonderen Charakter.
On Monday, the 9th of October, when we tried to leave the church after evening peace prayers, the square and the streets were completely flooded with people, people everywhere. And as this mass of 70,000 people with their candles and flowers started to move peacefully toward the city center, I felt immense gratitude because no one shot at them. I also felt that the GDR that evening was not the same GDR of the previous day. Something huge and completely different had happened. What I saw that evening still gives me the shivers today. And if anything deserves the word miracle at all, then this was a miracle of biblical proportions. We succeeded in bringing about a revolution which achieved Germany's unity, this time without war and military might. It was a peaceful revolution after so much violence and so many wars that we, the Germans, so often started. I will never forget that day.
That's Reverend Christian Führer, who played a key role in the protests that led to the fall of communism in East Germany. Today, the Reverend is semi-retired, but remains active in the St. Nicholas Church in Leipzig. He says the events of 1989 reaffirmed his deep faith in the power of nonviolent social change.